Hello.
Hi, is this Nicholas?
Speaking, how are you?
Hi, this is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So I did speak to your dad and his caregivers yesterday, and they are having an issue with his current agency. They won't allow staffing to cover the overnight because of the issue with the fumigation, I mean, with the extermination needs. And they also won't allow Dawn to stay to cover it. So they wanted to put him into a facility for the weekend. I advised them to reach out to the service coordinator to see if they'd be willing to do the transfer of the auth effective immediately, because we do not have any way to service him yet, being that the fumigation was pushed back now to the 11th, is my understanding, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can't do anything until we have the authorization. And the last time we spoke to the service coordinator, she said she wanted to wait until after that happens. But I said, they're already, the caregivers are all HR ready to start. So if we get the authorization, we can start at our agency before the fumigation and get him the coverage he needs.
I see.
You know,
So is
but
this the service coordinator
it,
that's slowing
yeah, but
everything
at
down?
this point, yeah, at this point, I mean, because with Keystone, I know he has Keystone, correct?
Yeah, he doesn't want to go to this
I
Silver Lake
know, I
Center.
know he doesn't. I know. And Dawn said the last time he was in the nursing home, he had bad, like, bed sores and stuff.
Yes.
So, I mean, being it's only a couple of days, I don't think that that would occur. But at the same time, I want, he's not comfortable, so I don't know what. But with the only issue is, though, also with Keystone, I wouldn't be able to start until we receive the actual authorization, and it can take 4 days before we actually see it. So this weekend is pretty much a wash for us. But if we can get started on next week, and then when the fumigation, because the fumigation and him going into the nursing home is a completely separate thing from the home care services. The service coordinator, I think, is just trying to avoid so many steps because she has to transfer the authorization to the nursing home, and then she also has to transfer it to us. So I think that what she's doing is just trying to eliminate the
Minimize a lot of work.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand what her issue is, but at the same time, your dad is not comfortable, so I feel for him, obviously. I want him to be happy and have and be in his home as long as much as he can be, But like I said, I did speak to them, and I did advise them to reach out to the service coordinator. I gave them their phone number. Do you want the phone number also?
For the service
For the service
coordinator?
coordinator, do you have that?
I do not, but
All
if this is good,
right. Yeah, I mean, I gave it to them to reach out and let them know because, yes, 16 hours a day is really the max that any one caregiver is allowed to work. But I do know that in the case of our total care patients, I do know that in the past, when we've had staffing issues, we have allowed for the caregivers to stay beyond that. But it just can't be like an all the time occurrence. Like, it can happen on occasion, like once a month or whatever. But for few, like, just for regular scheduling, 16 hours a day is the most that Dawn is able to work, is legally able to work according to Medicaid rules.
Yeah, but that's the issue. The company that
But
he's at now does not all is
I
not
know,
cooking that out.
they're not working with you. And I think the issue also is that because they're offering another option, so he's it because really the reason we do it is because of a safety issue. We want our patients to be safe over any kind of Medicaid requirement, And then but they, I mean, they are offering that option to give him the respite room for the weekend, so that way they know he's safe. And but other than that, there's really nothing. That it really is at the agency's discretion, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is exactly why we're switching to you guys.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard when you're dealing with these bed-bound total care patients, because, you know, if you don't have the reliable staffing, then if you don't have that leeway, then it's really difficult. For sure. So I'm hoping to hear from Dawn again today, and hopefully she would have spoken to the service coordinator and we have a better idea of what day we're going to start with us. Okay.
Okay. She's there now, actually, today. So if you want to give them a call.
I will give them a call. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Nicholas, I'm sorry. I wish we could be more helpful right now, but unfortunately.
Well, once the switch happens, it's going to be
easier.
Oh,
it's actually UPMC. So UPMC is pretty fast. It's better than Keystone, so in terms of the turnaround. So we may be able to do something. Let me talk to them, and I'll update you if I have anything to inform you. Okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Nicholas, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.